I mean, smart people are going to succeed anyway, all right? They're going to go to Harvard and Cambridge and all this anyway. And the other people who maybe, who don't, aren't competitive or anything, they're just going to get a whole new perspective of people. They're going to know how to deal with them. So, and with yourself, you have to know how to initiate things and get going, you know, move.
Mostly, isn't something also liking yourself too, isn't it? Part
right.
of it too.
Because if you can like
feeling
yourself,
feeling secure within yourself.
Right. See, but that's one of the problems we've always had with Metro. We all in Metro like ourselves, but we get the feeling that the Board of Education doesn't like it.
Which leads to a big question now: the status of Metro today. There's nothing. Listeners, can they do anything to help? At the moment, it's up to the Board of Education to find you a place.
Right.
You're being evicted. Let's face it. The building's being torn down, isn't it? So we're told. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, and the building shakes every time.
It does shake. I must admit, going up to Metro, the students and the teachers were very alive vitality. The building was. I don't know whether we're going to make it through the day or not.
Yeah.
<That's> every time you laugh, the rafters. it's a question of the board has promised that they will find you a new site.
The board has promised, and they've at this point, we're waiting now to meet with the man who is responsible for finding that new site, Dr. Hannon, who is.
Well, maybe it's a question of just having the listeners monitor the situation. Something like that.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on things.
Keep an eye.
Metro. By the way, how does a student get to Metro before the time runs? Yeah. How does a student get to Metro? How did you get to Metro? How did you hear about Metro?
Well, I heard about it through one of my counselors at the grammar school that I attended. He told me that this school would be a school that probably would help me in my successful through life. And he was a teacher who experienced it himself. He was interviewed to try to teach at Metro, but he didn't make it, but he thought this school would benefit me a whole lot.
How'd you hear of Metro, Jean?
I moved here from New Jersey. So when I came here for the summer and I worked here, and I had a friend. I know people who go to Metro, and let's see. And I heard from then. On top of that, I used to live here from sixth grade, and I'd heard about it in letters, you know, and things like this, and I just wanted to come, you know, so bad. It sounded like they're having so much fun.
Well,
I just wanted to go.
How about you, Paul? Goran.
My brother, who graduated from Metro, was one of the original students there. And my parents, I live on the south side, and some of the public schools around there are kind of going down. And my parents had to make the decision where, you know, well, we all had to make the decision where we wanted to go, and we had seen what Metro had done for my brother, and we thought it would be a good place, so I applied.
But you're the teacher, you heard of it, and you wanted to teach there.
Yes, I thought it was a very unique program when I first heard about it. And when I thought about it, my wife asked me the other day, she said, how did you get to Metro? And I said, I really don't know. You know, I don't remember where I heard it, but I remember I applied, and I went through all, because I was going to be sent to Amundsen up north. And I applied at Metro, and was very fortunate that I did, because through that I've been able to finish my postgraduate work, and I'm possibly go on to my PhD work based on.
But you want to stick at Metro for a while?
Yeah, I'll be at Metro for a while.
How does a student get in or apply to get to Metro? But before we run out of time, we'll keep this open.
At this point, we have what is called a lottery, where we have students that go around to different schools in the neighborhoods and talk to students about the program, and they are given applications where they can apply, and then we send these applications through the computer, and randomly they are chosen, and then if they want to come, they come to Metro.
Well, here's to Metro.
We also have two applications, the general lottery and then the special case. Now, when we say special case, people say, oh, that must be a person who really having problems. But a special case is just a student who doesn't feel that a non-traditional high school is not, you know, they can't cope with it. So they apply for Metro, and they have to have two recommendations, plus go in front of the student selection, which is made up of students and our assistant principal.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's to Metro. Long live Metro. And I trust there'll be many more Metros. And to Shelby Taylor, a teacher, and Gene Tucker, Sr., and Paul McCree freshman and Paul Gorin junior. Language again. Grazie. Thank you very much.